This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. A total of 60.09% of voter turnout was recorded in the fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections yesterday. In this phase, 49 parliamentary constituencies spread over six states and two union territories went to polls. Polling remained largely peaceful with voters from all walks of life participating enthusiastically despite the heatwave condition in several parts of the country. A total of 695 candidates were in the electoral fray in this phase of elections. The voting took place peacefully on 14 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 13 of Maharashtra, 7 of West Bengal, 5 each of Odisha and Bihar, 3 seats of Jharkhand, along with 1 each in union territories of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh. Campaigning is in full swing for remaining two phases of parliamentary polls. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address 4 public meetings in Bihar and Uttar Pradesh today. In Bihar, Mr. Modi has reached Motihari, where he will hold an election rally at Gandhi Maidan in Purvi Champaran Lok Sabha constituency in support of BJP candidate. The second rally of the Prime Minister will be held in Goriakoti under Maharajganj parliamentary constituency this afternoon. Senior BJP leader and Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary will address public meetings today in Betia, Sugauli and Raksol. RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav will hold public meetings in Jiradei, Motihari and Shiohar in support of Grand Alliance candidates. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will interact with more than 25,000 women today in his parliamentary constituency, Varanasi. He will interact with the women, homemakers, doctors, teachers, business owners, advocates and athletes during a Matri Shakti Sammelan at Sampurnanand Sanskrit University. Mr. Modi is contesting for the third time from Varanasi. Congress Samajwadi Party Alliance candidate Ajay Rai is challenging him. Varanasi goes to the polls on June 1. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has paid tributes to the former Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi on his death anniversary today. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, Congress Parliamentary Party leader Sonia Gandhi and former Congress President Rahul Gandhi paid floral tributes to former PM Rajiv Gandhi at Veer Bhumi in New Delhi. The national flag is flying half-mast throughout the country as one-day state mourning is being observed today as a mark of respect on the demise of Iranian President Dr. Sayed Ibrahim Raisi and Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdollahian. The President of Iran and Foreign Minister were killed in a helicopter crash. The presidential election will be held in Iran on June 28. Earlier, the country's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, had appointed Vice President Mohammad Mokhber as interim president in the wake of President Ibrahim Raisi's death in a helicopter crash. According to Iran's constitution, the interim president is duty-bound to make arrangements for the election of a new president within a maximum of 50 days. Hailing the excellent relationship between Colombo and New Delhi, Sri Lanka Foreign Minister Ali Sabri has said that India is marching towards economic glory, which is not only good for the region but also for countries like Sri Lanka. Talking to a news agency, he said Sri Lanka is also looking at a lot of investment in ports, renewable energy and other infrastructure, which makes it a win-win situation for both nations. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for severe heatwave conditions over the plains of northwest India, north Madhya Pradesh and Gujarat for the next 3 days. The IMD said heatwave to severe heatwave conditions are likely to prevail over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, West Rajasthan, West Uttar Pradesh, East Rajasthan and northwest Madhya Pradesh till 24th of this month. An orange alert for heavy rainfall has been issued for Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Mahe, coastal and south interior Karnataka till Friday. And in IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad will face Kolkata Knight Riders in Qualifier 1 at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.